Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me today. It's October the 2nd, which is a big day on my life family calendar. It's because that is my mom's birthday. So I want to begin today by saying happy birthday to my mother. I thank God that He allowed me to enter the family that he did, and for my mom, because not only has she been supportive as and loving as a mom, I would say the very best example of what a mom should be, but she's also been my biggest fan for so many years, and has just always encouraged me and always believed in me, and I thank God for that. But I also want to say from a spiritual standpoint that my mom, from the earliest time, taught me what it meant to witness. As I look back on my childhood, I never saw another human being in my life that I thought was better at telling people about Jesus and leading people to Christ than my mom. And of every legacy you can leave in life, loving your family and loving people enough to introduce them to the loveliness of Jesus is probably the top two things you can do on this planet. And my mom has done both of them very well. So I love you, Mom, if you're listening, and she probably is at some point. And I wish you a very happy birthday. I want to talk today about the superabundance of the grace of God from Romans 5:20. The purpose for the law entering the world was to show man the inability to please God through works. Israel was functioning under the Abrahamic covenant, where God did everything for them and they just received rewards from that. But at Mount Sinai, they make a terrible decision and tell God that they're able to do whatever he says. Exodus 19:8, all that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. In Hebrew, it's a little more telling because it says we're well capable of doing whatever God demands. This action takes them out of a covenant of grace and into a covenant of law. The arrival of law causes a sin explosion within the heart of man, and it'll do that even after man is saved. It's what Paul says in Romans 7:9. The law came, sin revived, I died. This explosion needs something to counteract it, which is where grace comes in. Our scripture from Romans 5:20 is grace where iniquity doth abound, grace did much more abound. That's the phrase superabundant or hyperabundant grace, which is where you get the phrase hyper grace. That's what it is in the Greek. It means that wherever there's a level of sin, you can be assured that there is a greater level of grace. Remove the thought that for every sin there's an equal amount of grace, because that's conventional wisdom, but it's not spiritual revelation. For every sin, there's a superabundant amount of the grace of God. Who are we to think that our sin is greater than the sacrifice of Christ on the cross? His grace is so wondrous, so awesome, that no amount of sin can ever exhaust his ability to pay for it at Calvary. Sin has reigned since Adam, but grace reigns through the righteousness that comes by Jesus Christ. His righteousness is at work in us, and it is His grace that kills sin's ability to reign. No amount of works on our part could ever do as much to remove sin's dominion as the wonderful grace of God. Look at Paul's argument from Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. So if sin is dominating you, it's evidence that you're under the law in some way, because under grace, domination stops. Sin's domination stops when you're under grace, because sin cannot reign at a higher level than grace. When grace is allowed to flow freely into every area of your life, sin is always washed out by the superior power of grace. Please note, this doesn't mean that true believers will just sin and then think nothing of it, but it actually means the contrary. Under grace, believers may still sin, but they will never be dominated by sin, and the more that they receive and walk in God's grace, the less that those sins will resurface. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.